one son and his wife. Oh, wait, there's two sons. It's, yeah.
Okay, I think we're all ready. You ready? Okay, so we're going to do a little warm-up first. We were going to do a little chanting and dancing, but it's very hot, and also we got these wires around here. So we'll just, I think we'll chant since it's Ekadasi instead of laughing today.
Trebalo bi se zagrijati. Trebalo bi se zagrijati, ali mislili smo da nam plešemo i pjevamo, međutim, s obzirom da ima puno ovih žica okolo, nećemo plesati, samo ćemo pjevati.
Maybe we can chant standing up, but we don't want to run around because I got wires and everything here, and I get anxiety about the wires.
Možda možemo pjevati na taj način da svi stojimo, ali nemojte se puno micati, nema puno ovih žica okolo i da se nešto ne premeti.
Okay, so we can stand up and we'll just do a little chanting and dancing. For a few minutes, you got your accordion there? Drum, accordion, saxophone, bass guitar. Where's your bass guitar? Okay. Just for about 5 or 10 minutes to get warmed up. No, I'll just chant. But play them softly for my ears. Okay. You ready? Accordion. Two. Ready? Go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, 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 Hare Hare
Since it's a codicil, I won't ask any of you to laugh.
But I brought a friend of mine to do the laughter today for me, if you don't mind. And if you don't mind, you can laugh along with him or her. I don't know. I bring these to the GBC meeting.
Oh, awesome. Sastanke GBC.
That's why our GBC have better health in the last few years, because I keep on laughing.
Zato naš GBC ima bolje zdravlje nego prije.
Okay, so let's... We're having so much fun, we don't want to regress, because of past life we may not be as happy as we are in this life. So, anyway... So we're going to do what's called a reincarnation workshop.
Danas ćemo napraviti radionicu reinkarnacije.
This is a lot of fun.
Puno zabave.
And you get to experience so many new things in this workshop. I've done this workshop all around the world, and the presentation's a little bit different according to the different audiences that I have.
Ovo sam radio već mnogo puta diljem svijeta i na različite načine s obzirom na publiku, ali jako, jako zabavno i dobro.
So this particular presentation is for a devotee audience. When I'm doing an audience that doesn't know anything about Krishna consciousness, I do it a little bit differently. But this will have some nice shastric references in it that will help you understand reincarnation.
Ovo je prezentacija za bakte i ovdje će biti šastrskih referenci, tako da možete da bolje razumjeti reinkarnaciju, ali kad radim za one koje ne znaju ništa od svjesnosti Krišne, onda je malo drugačije.
So when I do this for the non-devotees, I introduce myself as CHBS, CPLT, and CM. And these are a lot of the credentials I have. One of them is a certified past life regression therapist, bhakti yoga teacher, and all those nice things that help my false ego. Help me feel better about myself.
I kad se predstavljam drugima koji nemaju veze sa bhakti jogom, onda citiram sve ovo CHBS i tako dalje, sve titule, i onda kažem da sam bhakti yoga učitelj i tako, i onda se bolje osjećam s tim.
And it also helps people understand what I'm doing.
I naravno to bolje pomaže ljudima da shvate čime se bavim.
So we start the presentation talking about the three basic questions that many of us have had before we joined the Krishna conscious movement. And we expect everyone who is a human being to have these particular questions. This is the way we basically preach. We ask, the questions of life are, who am I? Who were we? Or who will we be? Where do we come from? What is God? Etc. These are basic human questions.
I ovo su stvari
pitanja... Jaya Sachinanda Maharaj.
Ovo su stvari pitanja koja postavim uvijek na početku kad počnem neku prezentaciju. To su tri osnovna pitanja, bazična ljudska pitanja koja se postavljaju, tko smo mi, kuda idem, odakle dolazim.
Sachinanda Maharaj always reminds me of Krishna, so I want to give my thanks to him.
Sachinanda sam uvijek podsjeća na Krishnu i zato mu se želim zahvaliti.
When I start getting a little too far out, he tells me about Krishna and he brings me back to Krishna's lotus feet, so thank you very much.
Ako ja postanem previše far out, onda me on malo vrati nazad Krishna. Hvala mu.
So basically, if we're not asking these questions, what are we?
U stvari, ako ne postavljamo ovo pitanje, što smo onda mi?
What are we? Animals.
Onda smo životinje.
Because animals are asking the questions, eating, what? Mating, defending. Where is food? Where is my mate? We're going to go to sleep. He is my enemy. That's animal life. So this is the beginning of human life. This is how we present it. I'm basically giving you an overview of how I present it also to people who are not familiar with Krishna consciousness.
I u stvari vam pokažem kako predstavljamo ovo ljudima koji nisu toliko upoznati sa svjesnošću Krišne, i onda govorimo ove četiri stvari koje su zajedničke ljudima i životinjima. To je jedinje, spavanje, branjanje, razmnožavanje.
So at the root of all these questions is the question of our identity. Who am I? Or what am I? And here you see the flesh and blood and bones and muscle body, and that's obviously not us.
I ono prvo pitanje koje postavimo, tko smo mi? Ovdje ste mogli vidjeti mišiće, kosti i tako dalje. To očigledno nismo mi.
Now, if you are not familiar with Krishna consciousness, I'd be asking you this question. Hopefully all of you believe in reincarnation. Is there anyone here? Anyone here who doesn't believe in reincarnation, raise your hand.
Ima li netko da ne veruje u reinkarnaciju, nek digne ruku.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy.
Dobro je, on sretan sam.
At least our movement is teaching something.
Bar naš pogled bar nešto podučava.
Okay, but that's for that question as for people who are not familiar with Krishna consciousness.
Ali ovo je pitanje u stvari za ljude koji nisu upoznati sa svjesnošću Krishna.
So not believing in reincarnation is like not believing in something you don't see, like the kidneys.
Ne vjerovati u reinkarnaciju je ne vjerovati u nešto što ne vidiš, kao na primjer bubrege.
So this also teaches us how to preach to people who are not Krishna conscious. And not believing is also like the belief in Europe many years ago that the earth was flat, and if you kept sailing, what would happen?
I nevjerovati isto bi značilo kad su ljudi vjerovali da je zemlja ravna i ako bi nastavili ploviti što bi se dogodilo.
The sailboat just sailed off. Did you see that?
No.
I'll do that over again.
Ponovit ćemo da vidite svi.
Okay. Not believing is like the belief that if you keep sailing off the edge of the earth, you're going to fall off. Doesn't matter whether you believe in reincarnation or not. It's real. Now, in the Western world, we're trained to think in a linear way. There's the linear, there's the beginning, there's the middle, and the end. And at the end, that's all, folks. It's all over.
Nema veze da li vjerujete u reinkarnaciju ili ne, ona je realna, odnosno stvarna, i na zapadu mi smo navikli da promatramo svijet linearno, to znači postoji početak, sredina i kraj, i kad dođe kraj, to je to.
Now, in the East, that is from India and other places in the East, people don't understand things like that, neither does nature act like that at all.
U Indiji ljudi to uopće ne shvaćaju na takav način, niti priroda tako funkcionira.
See, you see there's four seasons and they follow each other one after the other.
Postoje četirogodišnje doba i oni slijede jedno iza drugoga.
It's summer now, it's very hot.
Sad je ljeto i jako je toplo.
And then it's going to be fall, a little cooler, and then winter everyone's going to be lamenting it's too cold, right?
I onda će doći jesen, bit će malo hladnije, doći zima, onda će svi jadikovati kako je hladno.
So that's circular. Similarly, we say that death is not the end of everything, it's just the beginning.
I ovdje možemo također govoriti o tome da smrt nije kraj svega, nego je u stvari početak.
And Krishna says in the Gita, wherever there is what birth, what is certain? Anybody know the Bhagavad Gita here? Bhagavad Gita, that's the book spoken by Krishna to Arjuna in the battlefield. Anybody have an answer to that?
Death is certain.
Whenever there is death, what is certain?
Birth.
Whenever there is birth, what is certain?
Death.
Okay.
Gdje god postoje rođenje, sigurno je smrt, i gdje god postoje smrt, sigurno je ponovno rođenje.
Every day you get older, you get closer to what?
Što smo stariji, bliži smo?
Oh, no. Okay.
Smrti. Oh, ne.
So how can you prove the existence of reincarnation? Very interesting.
Kako dokazati postojanje reinkarnacije?
This involves something we call epistemology. It's a fancy word that means how do you know what you know? Right.
To se zove epistemologija, jako fina riječ, koja u stvari govori o tome kako znamo ono što znamo.
So in our Krishna conscious movement, our best method of knowing what we know is called the what process.
Kod nas najbolji način da znamo ono što znamo zove se kako je taj proces.
The ascending process?
No, descending.
Descending, okay.
Kod nas je silazeći proces kupljenja znanja.
We accept what? What is this book called?
I zato
Bhagavad
Gita.
And that is spoken by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to his devotee Arjuna. And
Krishna, Arjuni.
And these are his perfect words as the embodied soul passes in this body from boy to youth and then to old age. Similarly, he passes on to another body at death.
I ovo su njegove riječi, znači kao što duša prolazi od rođenja, dječaštva, mladosti, starosti i tako nakon smrti dobiva novo tijelo.
You better believe it, because it's true.
Vjerujte to, jer je to istina.
And if you don't believe it, you're in the wrong movement.
I ako to ne vjerujete, onda ste u krivom pokretu.
Okay, another quote is, as a person puts on new garments, giving up the old ones, the soul accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones.
I ovdje je još jedan citat, kao što osoba mijenja svoju odjeću i prihvaća novu, tako i duša mijenja tijela i prihvaća novo.
There's a little illustration of it, you see. the little girl, she's combing her hair. Like Prabhupada said, ladies like to comb hair. Then she's cooking, then she's getting older, and she becomes a pile of bones.
I ovdje možete vidjeti malu djevojčicu koja se češe na kosu, pa onda kuha i na kraju je uhrpa kostima.
Little baby grows up, 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 and then he's a pile of bones too. Just like change.
I onda i on prvo beba, pa još, 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 i na kraju isto hrpa kosti.
So, the soul is neither born nor dies, unborn, eternal, etc. This is Bhagavad Gita, which we all know.
To je sve Bhagavad Gita koju već znamo, duša se ne rađe, niti umire, vječne.
So, what is the evidence for the existence of a soul?
Koji je dokaz postojanja duše?
Material evidence, first we talked about spiritual evidence, descending process. And material evidence is when a person dies, we say he has passed away. And who has passed away but the soul? The soul has passed away, the body is still there.
I u početku mi govorimo o duhovnom dokazu, ali ovdje možemo vidjeti jedan materijalni dokaz. Šta kažemo kada netko umre, onda kažemo otišao je. A ko je otišao? Duša otišla, tijelo je u stvari još uvijek tu.
In the Vedic literatures we know the soul has all these different qualities. He's eternal, individual, personality, changes bodies, 1/10,000 of the tip of the hair, that means you are nothing. That we discussed the other day.
Mislim, mi znamo za sve ove odlike duše, da je neuništiva, da je individualna, da ima osobnost, da mijenja tijela itd.
But don't become depressed because you're 1/10,000 the tip of the hair, because Krishna still loves you.
I nemojte biti u depresiji zbog toga što ste 1/10,000 dio vrha presjeka vlasi kose, jer Krishna vas još uvijek voli.
And you are important to Krishna.
I vi ste važni Krishna.
Here's another typical example we use in the Krishna conscious movement. The soul is driving the machine of the body, and he's watching through the eyes, which are a camera, and the super soul is watching him.
I ovdje još jedan primjer iz svjesnosti Krishna, duša u stvari je na koči tijela i onda gleda kroz kameru i onda vidi ovaj svijet.
Okay. And within everybody's heart is also Krishna, the super soul who is watching everything happening and watching the living entity attempting to enjoy the material world.
I u srcu svakog živog bića nalazi se na duše Krishna koja u stvari promatra osobu koja pokušava uživati u ovaj materialni svijet.
And then, in this material world, in addition to having the soul, the super soul and the body, we also have a subtle body, which is mind, intelligence, and false ego, and a gross body, which is earth, water, fire, air, and ether.
I osim što imamo, znači, dušu i naddušu, imamo i suptilno tijelo koje se sastoji od lažnog ega, inteligencije i uma, i grubo tijelo koje se sastoji od vode, vatre, zemlje, zraka i etera.
And when we change the gross bodies, we carry our conceptions with us, just like the what carries the what, according to the Gita. Air carries the aromas.
I kad mijenjamo tijelo, onda praktično idemo kao što vjetar nosi aromu, tako mi prelazimo u drugo tijelo.
So here you see the difference in the same person, I hope it's the same person, when there's a soul and when there's not a soul. Which is more attractive? Of course, they're both pretty horrible. But anyway.
Maharaj je htio pitati ko je ljepši od ovih dvoje, ali nijedno nisu baš nešto, ali tu je razlika između materije i kad mu postoji duša unutra.
Anyway. And so the soul, the same type of soul, inhabits various types of bodies in various species of life.
I duša u stvari nastanjuje različita tijela u različitim vrstama živih bića.
This is called transmigration. We explain this, of course, to people who are not Krishna conscious.
I mijenjanje tijela zove se transmigracija za one koji nisu svjesni Krishna.
At one point in time, you were a lion, a cow, lady, man, monkey. All of you were monkeys. Not all of you, but many of you were. Monkeys, cats, dogs, elephants, duck, bird, snake, alligator, zebra, tree. What is that? Cockroach. And fish.
Znači, možemo mijenjati sva ova tijela koje smo ovdje vidjeli.
And so then we ask the question, what do different religions say about reincarnation? Is it something just that comes from the Krishna conscious movement, or is it accepted in other religions? So in Christianity we have...
I zato se mi pitamo da li to što mi govorimo o reinkarnaciji postoje samo u svjesnosti Krishna ili imaju drugim religijama.
We have different stories like Jesus Christ talking about the reincarnation of the prophet Elijah as John the Baptist.
I možemo vidjeti ovdje kao Krist govori o svecu ili i Ivanu Krstitelju.
And then we have Origen, one early Christian father, talking about reincarnation and being a vegetarian.
I Origen je također bio vegetarijanac i govorio je o reinkarnaciji, bio kršćanski otac.
And then we have the Emperor Justinian just taking that out of the Christian liturgy in the year 553 AD.
I onda je to kralj Justinian lijepo maknuo iz njegove tradicije u 500. godine nove.
In the Quran we also have things too, like, and you were dead, he brought you back to life, and she calls you to die and bring you back to life, and in the end she'll gather you unto himself.
I u Koranu isto imamo ovaj citat koji govori o tome da na kraju opet ćete oživjeti i ponovno ćete umriti i opet oživjeti.
And Judaism also in the Kabbalah they talk about reincarnation. So it's a very common trait through the different religions.
I u judaizmu također u Kabbali govori se o reinkarnaciji, to je u stvari uobičajena stvar u različitim religijama.
You have people like Benjamin Franklin who believed in reincarnation, John Adams, Walt Whitman, and I'm not going to read all these things.
I onda možemo vidjeti Benjamina Franklina koji je vjerovao u reinkarnaciju, John Adams i Walt Whitman, ali neću čitati sve to.
And Socrates and Plato.
I također i Sokrat i Platon.
Actually, Socrates, in the final Socratic dialogue, which is called the Phaedo, he was taking poison because he had been condemned to death by the Athenian government.
I u jednom njegovom završnom dijalogu koji se zove Phaedo, on je uzeo, u stvari, Sokrat je uzeo otrov.
And he said, you will never be able to catch me.
S obzirom da bi osuđen na smrt, a onda kada je popio otrov, rekao je, nikad me nećete moći uhvatiti.
Because I am the soul.
Jer ja sam duša.
And Prabhupada said that Socrates was Brahman realized.
I Šla Prabhupada je rekao da je Sokrat imao Brahman realizaciju.
Okay. We're not going to read these quotes here.
Nećemo citati ove citate.
So, what determines what type of birth someone will have in the future if they are not Krishna conscious?
Što odlučuje, što, koje će tijelo osoba dobiti u budućnosti ako nije svjesna Krishna?
First of all, karma, that means as you sow, you shall reap.
Prvenstveno karma, što znači kako siješ, tako ćeš i žeti.
And desire.
I želja.
And the example I use to illustrate that is, what determines what type of car we're going to buy?
I jedan dobar primjer je što odlučuje o tome kakav ćemo auto kupiti.
Can anyone answer that? Yes. Your bank account, that's your karma.
Znači,
your desire.
Znači, bankovni račun i naša želja odlučuje o tome kakav ćemo auto imati.
So, for example, if I want to buy a car and I want to buy a nice car and I have very little money in my bank account, what type of car would I buy?
Ako imam neki mali, malo novca na računu i želim kupiti neki veliki auto, kakav ću moći kupiti?
A Jugo.
Moći ću kupiti samo Jugo.
Just like we were on the road coming here and the bicycles were faster than the Jugos.
Kad smo dolazili ovdje, onda su neki bicikli bili brži od Juga.
And if I want to have a lot of money and I want a nice car, then I will get a, what, Mercedes? Lexus.
I ako imam puno novaca i htio kupiti auto, kupio bih recimo Mercedes ili Lexus.
So, we draw a connection between karma and reincarnation. First of all, we quote from Newton, who is a famous scientist who talked about how every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
I ovdje smo poveli neku poveznicu između karme i reinkarnacije, ali ovdje govorimo recimo o Newtonovom zakonu koji kaže da svaka reakcija proizvodi reakciju koja je suprotnog smjera.
Now I know all of you know this, but the reason I'm presenting all these things is to show you how I preach to people who are not Krishna conscious.
Ja znam da vi to sve znate, ali razlog zašto vam ovo pokazujem da vidite kako propovijedam onim ljudima koji nisu svjesni Krishna.
To give you some ideas in your own preaching, because it was just dealing with all of you, we can immediately do a regression. But we want to show you the methodology of presenting reincarnation.
S vama bi odmah mogli ići kroz regresiju, ali u stvari želimo pokazati metodologiju kako dolazimo do toga.
Okay, so also Plato comments about reincarnation and karma, and in the Bible there is this famous quote, as you sow, you shall reap.
I također Platon znači govori o reinkarnaciji i karmi, i Biblija govori o onome kako seš, tako ćeš žeti.
And there is someone with different desires, taking on different types of bodies, he has a desire to eat nicely, and he becomes a tiger.
I onda ljudi u skladu sa svojim razmišljanjem dobiju različite tijelo, ovaj hoće lijepo jesti, i onda dobije tijelo tigra.
And then someone is eating, this is, I don't know if you can identify, this is lobster. Prabhupada said it's like eating pus, and then you become a pig.
I recimo ovdje ovaj čovjek jede jastoga i Prabhupada rekao to je kao da jedete izmet i onda on dobije tijelo svinje.
And then someone who likes to sleep, they become a bear, and someone who likes to enjoy illicit life, they become a nice tree in the forest here in Frishkagora.
Ako netko voli spavati, onda može dobiti tijelo medveda, ili netko ko se voli lijepo oblačiti i uređivati, možda će dobiti tijelo drveta na Fruškoj gori.
So we see a lot, all these trees were previously human beings, you know.
Sva ova bića oko nas nekad bila ljudska bića, sva drveća, da.
So this is, forest is full of humans, okay. So this is what may happen if you're not careful.
Ovo vam se može dogoditi ako niste pažljivi.
Watch this carefully. I hope you can see this. Here's this man driving a car.
Čovjek vozi auto.
And somehow or other he has a car accident.
Doživljava nesreću.
His car falls off the side of the mountain.
Auto pada
and crashes. And then he leaves his body. And watch what happens when he leaves his body. There's some nice people who help him transfer his body. Very nice people. They're called the Yamadutas. And after he's been treated nicely with great hospitality by the Yamadutas, he comes out the other end and meets his mother. Here's his mother.
I nakon što su ga fino i Madute tretirali, onda dođe i sreće svoju majku. Evo njegove majke.
And there he is.
I evo njega.
And there you are in your next life.
I to smo mi u sljedećem životu.
Isn't he here?
U sljedećem životu. Zar nije sladak?
So that's what happens if you're not really careful.
To se događa ako niste baš pažljivi.
Okay, a little humor there.
Malo humora.
Right. And so the question is, can we actually remember past lives? Is it possible to remember past lives?
I pitanje je, možemo li se sjećati prošlog života?
And the answer is undoubtedly yes. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said at one point that children spontaneously remember past lives. And I've experienced that too. Up to the age of 3 or 4, the children actually can come out with spontaneous remembrances. I've asked children, you know, who were you before you were born? And they come up with amazing stories. You can try that sometimes if you have a child 3 to 4 years old. So there's documented history.
No, postoji dokumentarna povijest vezana za reinkarnaciju i to je ona činjenica. Mala djeca do 3 godine čak se mogu samo prisjetiti svojih prošlih života. Možete probati razgovarati sa njima.
Now, because we're devotees, first we'll go over the Shastric history. Since today is Ekadashi, we want to talk Shastra. We don't want to be too new agey.
Ne želimo biti previše New Age. Danas ćemo govoriti o šastrama, danas je Kadaši i zato ćemo krenuti sa šastrom.
There's a story of Bharat Maharaj who remembered his past births. He left his body thinking of a deer and became a deer.
Ovo je priča o Bharat Maharaju koji je napustio svoje tijelo misleći na jelena i postao jelen.
Then, there's the story of Gajendra the elephant who was attacked by a crocodile and he remembered his past life as King Indrajunya and was able to pray nicely.
I ovdje imamo priču o Gajendri kojeg je napao krokodil i onda se sjeća svoj prošli života i mantra iz njih i mogao se sjetiti toga.
Gajendra had formerly been Indrajunya Maharaj who had offended Agastya Muni and Agastya Muni cursed Indrajunya Maharaj to be born as an elephant.
I prije toga je on bio u stvari Indrajumna Maharaj kog je prokleo Agastya Muni i on ga je prokleo na takav način da postane slon.
So Krishna killed the crocodile, saved Gajendra, and Gajendra appeared in his spiritual body and the crocodile also was liberated.
I onda je Krishna došao, spasio Gajendru i on je dobio svoje duhovno tijelo, čak i krokodil bio spašen.
And then we have the story of Narada Muni's past life that he tells in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
I onda imamo i priču o Narada Muniju koji govori o svojem prošlom životu, to je Srimad Bhagavatamu.
Narada Muni was the son of a poor maid servant.
Narada Muni je bio sin sluškinje.
The devotees stayed in his house for 4 months during the Chaturmasa rainy season.
I onda su sve te osobe ostale za vrijeme Chaturmasa, za kišnog perioda u njegovoj kući.
He took prasadam remnants and actually even took initiation during this period of time.
I onda uzimao ostatke njihove hrane i čak i dobio inicijaciju tijekom tog perioda.
After 4 months, the sages left to go back to the forest.
Nakon 4 mjeseca, mudraci su otišli da bi išli dalje u šumu.
Then, one day, what happened is Narada's mother was bitten by a snake.
Jednog dana Narada Muni's majka je ugrizla je zmija.
And she died right in front of Narada Muni, who was only 5 years old at that time.
I umrla je baš ispred Narada Muni, koji to vrijeme bio 5 godina star.
And Narada left home.
Narada napustio kuću.
Went to the forest, passed through the dense forest.
Otišao je kroz gustu šumu.
And in that particular forest, he began to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I u toj šumi je počeo meditirati na svevišnju božansku osobu.
And he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifest within his heart.
I onda je vidio svevišnju božansku osobu koja se manifestirala u njegovom srcu.
Of course, Narada was told by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the only time you'll see me in this lifetime, to increase Narada's intense desire to become completely Krishna.
Naravno, svevišnja božanska osoba rekla, to je zadnji put da me vidiš u ovom životu, kako bi stvari povećala njegovu želju za susretom.
So he traveled again and saw many holy places, and when he left his body, he became the great Narada Muni.
I onda je on putao dalje, obišao mnoga sveta mjesta i kada je napustio tijelo, postao je veliki Narada Muni.
So that's the Narada Muni story. Then also we have the story of King Nriga remembering his past life when he became a lizard.
Također imamo i priču o kralju Nrigi koji je postao gušter.
And Krishna saved him.
Krishna ga je spasio.
And there's many, many other stories in the Vedic literature.
Mnoge, mnoge druge priče.
So it's not just nonsense to talk about past lives, because many great personalities remember their past lives.
Nije glupost govoriti o prošlim životima, jer se mnoge velike osobe sjećaju prošlih života.
Now there's modern documented cases too, and I'm not going to play these films, but these are two cases of ladies in Australia who remember their past lives in Scotland and France and were able to bring the researchers, academic researchers, back to those places and describe things that nobody else could have known.
I ovdje imamo dva dokumentarna priloga koje u stvari govore o damama iz Australije koje su u Francuskoj i u Škotskoj bi došle na određena mjesta gdje su nekad bile i onda bi znanstveno dokumentirale sve što čak ni ovi drugi nisu mogli znati.
Now this is scientific proof of reincarnation.
To je znanstveni dokaz reinkarnacije.
One of my friends in Australia is the foremost researcher in reincarnation. His name is Peter Ramster. I don't know if you've heard of him before, Maharaj.
Jedan od mojih prijatelja u Australiji zove se Peter Ramster, jedan od najboljih istraživača reinkarnacije.
Now, I've been visiting him at his house. He's quite old right now, but he started out thinking there was no such thing as reincarnation.
On je u stvari započeo, sad je već dosta star, započeo je istraživanje reinkarnacije razmišljajući da u stvari ne postoji reinkarnacija.
But after he did documented research, he became a firm believer in reincarnation and is practically speaking almost a devotee now. He had a Hare Krishna cookbook when I went to see him.
Ali nakon što je napravio dokumentirano istraživanje, onda je postao totalno uvjeren u reinkarnaciju i skoro sad bhakta ima Hare Krishna kuharicu.
And he told me, he said, Maharaj, we can save the whole world if we can convince them about this fact of reincarnation.
I onda mi je rekao, Maharaj, znaš šta, mi možemo spasiti cijeli svijet ako bi uvjerili ljude u reinkarnaciju.
So he's practically more dedicated than me as far as teaching spiritual knowledge of a certain type to people.
I on je gotovo više posvećeniji od mene što se tiče određene vrste znanja, poučavanja određene vrste znanja ljudima.
So there's people who have there's 2,000 cases of spontaneous reincarnation memories that are usually from children that have been investigated in the University of Virginia.
Na univerzitetu u Virginiji je istraživano negdje oko 2000 slučajeva ljudi koji se sjećaju prošlog života.
Here's a famous case. This is Shanti Devi. She passed away. She was born again. And in this life, in the last life, she had hidden money, buried money in her house. And when she was born again as a little child, she remembered where that money was.
I ovo je jedan primjer o Shanti Devi. Šta se dogodilo? Kada se rodila ponovo kao mala djevojčica, znala je gdje je skriven novac u kući.
And there's many other cases. Here's one girl, Swarnalata, at 3 years of age, remembered 50 facts, was able to give details of her previous house, go back there, visit her previous husband, and tell him where the money was also.
I ova osoba Swarnalata sa 3 godine sjećala se 50 činjenica, bila je pospolno otići u kuću gdje je nekad živjela, prepoznala muža i znala također reći gdje je novac.
And she remembered all the names of her family members too.
I znala je sva imena svojih članova obitelji.
Sometimes when you're doing reincarnation, which you do a lot of, we do a lot of regressions, you'll find people who are actually able to speak a foreign language that they haven't learned in this lifetime.
I nekad kad idete tako kroz reinkarnaciju, odnosno regresiju, neki ljudi pričaju jezicima stranim koje nikad nisu naučili u ovom životu.
That is quite amazing that when they can speak French and they've never learned it.
Recimo govore francuski, nikad ga nisu učili.
So the question is, what is the mechanism? How is it possible for someone to remember past births when we change our bodies?
Koji je mehanizam? Kako se možemo prisjetiti prošlih života kad mijenjamo tijela?
Because Prabhupada said when you change your body, you forget from one lifetime to another.
Jer Prabhupada kaže kad mijenjamo tijela, onda u stvari iz jednog života u drugi zaboravimo.
But you don't change your subtle body, and the memories of the past births are stored in the subtle body, just like one stores memories in a computer.
I što se događa, mi ne mijenjamo suptilno tijelo i naša memorija, odnosno sjećanje, pohranjene su u suptilnom tijelu kao u kompjuteru što možete pohraniti podatke.
Every single thing that you have come across even in this lifetime is stored in your subconscious.
I sve što smo napravili čak i u ovom životu je pohranjeno u našoj podsvijesti.
Just like if I ask you, yes, what you did exactly at 1:36 yesterday, you won't know, you won't remember, it won't be in your conscious mind.
I sad kad bih vas pitao šta ste radili u 1:36 jučer, ne biste se mogli sjetiti, jer to ne bi bilo u vašem svjesnom umu.
But if I could access your subconscious, then I could actually find out what you did exactly at that time yesterday.
Ali kad bi imao pristup u vašu podsvijest, onda bi mogao saznati točno šta ste radili u to vrijeme.
Okay. So, dreams sometimes are manifestations of things that we have in our subconscious, because at night we're accessing our subconscious. Dreams are also sometimes just pure imagination too.
I onda nekad kroz snove možemo imati pristup u našu podsvijest, ali snovi nekad znaju biti čista imaginacija.
You know, sometimes we think we're a dog. Let's go back and do that one over again, because that's an interesting one. We think we're flying in the sky.
Mislimo da letimo, dog. Da smo pas.
So many things.
Tolike mnoge stvari.
So in a previous life we could have been a demigod, an astronaut, a bird.
U prijašnjem životu mogli
smo biti things.
Polubog, astronaut, ptica, bilo šta.
Now here's a quote. The impression is there in the stockpile of the mind and it suddenly expresses itself. It is like fermentation taking place in the depths of water which sometimes manifests itself in bubbles on the water surface.
Te impresije koje se pojavljuju u našim životima su poput kad dolazi do fermentacije u mulju na dnu nekakvog jezera i onda ta fermentacija proizvodi mihurići koji onda izlaze na površinu.
And sometimes we dream of coming to a place we've never known or experienced in this lifetime, and that may be an indication of some experience in the past lifetime.
I onda ponekad mi možemo sanjati o nečemu što nikad nismo imali iskustva u ovom životu i to može ukazivati na nešto iz prošlog života.
Now watch this little thing. It's an impression in
pogledajte
the mind.
Pogledajte sad ovo, impresija umu.
It's all there. Not in the brain, but in the mind. And ne. It manifests either in dream or in thought.
Ne u mozgu, nego u umu, koje se mogu manifestirati ili kroz misli ili kroz snove.
Okay. The main thing is that the mind stores all these experiences from one lifetime to another. That's why we find some people who are born musicians, born poets, born scientists, or even born devotee.
I zato, u stvari, zahvaljujući umu, sve te stvari su pohranjene unutra i onda se netko rodi kao znanstvenik, rodi kao glazbenik ili rodi se kao bhakta.
Did you ever meet someone who joined the Krishna consciousness movement who after one week was more advanced than you were?
Da li ste sreli nekoga ko se pridružio svjesnosti Krišne i onda nakon tjedan dana bio napredniji nego mi?
Did you become envious?
Jeste bili zavidni?
That's because they were already advanced from previous lives. As Krishna says, svapam apyasya dharma shachayate mahato bayat.
I to je zato što su oni napredovali u prošlom životu.
So why should we learn about our past lives? Is it just another way of enjoying vacation?
I zašto bi u stvari mi trebali učiti u prošlim životima? Da li je to stvari još jedan način da uživamo u našem odmoru?
And just like I was talking to Maharatha this morning, he said, well, he'd like to go hang gliding someday.
И больше как же сам разговаривал с Махаратом, он кажет, да бы волю ич hang gliding, I don't know what it is. А, змеярение, на змеярение бы волю ич.
So it is just another form, fancy form of recreation to learn about your past life. Is it just a waste of time?
И да ли ово учение о прошлом животе само трошение безвреза времена, една еш vrsta nova vrsta nekako rekreacije.
Actually, there's some quotes from Prabhupada where Prabhupada says that we should learn about our past life.
И постоје неки цитати шла Прабхупада где он каже да бисмо требали знати нешто о својим прошлим животима.
So we need to learn certain things from our past lives. And the first thing we learn is not to make the same mistake we've made before.
И требало би научити нешто из прошлих живота, а прва ствар коју би требало научити да не направимо исту грешку поново.
What's that? Oh, the fan, yeah, turn on the fan, it's getting hot. So, actually, careful that because it'll go off if you fool around with that. Is there some other way you can do that? So, we made many mistakes, and an intelligent man only makes a mistake once. We can make many mistakes, but we learn from each and every one of our mistakes, so we can learn from our past mistakes. We can learn where our present problems originated. That means physical problems, spiritual problems, mental problems, emotional problems, where they came from.
Значи можемо научити из наших погрешака, а також можемо видети одакле долазе можда проблеми кои сада искушавамо у овом животу.
Does anyone here have any problems?
Има ли некој од вас проблема?
Nobody has any problem.
Никој нема проблема.
Okay, that's interesting. Actually, I just want to tell you, you don't have any problems. They're challenges.
Reču vam, nemate problema, imate samo izazove pred sobom.
That's the first switch we got to make. Instead of seeing problems, it's a challenge, something to learn from, something to help us advance in Krishna consciousness.
Znači, nemamo problema, nego izazova, nešto iz čega trebamo naučiti i napredovati u svjesnosti Krishna.
So we can also learn about our present relationships and who these people were in the past.
И можемо також научити нешто о сегашнім односима і тко су те особи були у прошлом животу.
As I mentioned before, we had this one case where the lady was actually killed her husband in the past, and that's why they were fighting all the time.
І кожен се споменув веќе прије, била една госпожа која убила свог мужа у прошлом животу, а сад се опет били заедно, затоа су се стално сваќали.
Okay? And also we have a particular life's lesson to learn, and we can find out what we're supposed to learn this life, a spiritual lesson.
И također zanimljivo da trebamo naučiti određenu lekciju u ovom životu, možda duhovnu lekciju.
That's why we have many, many lifetimes, because in each and every lifetime there's one or many lessons that we should learn in our gradual progress towards Krishna consciousness.
И зато можда имамо толико живота зато што во секој живот требамо научити неку нову лекцију на нашем прогресу до свесности Кришне.
And ultimately we become more focused on the purpose of life, which is what? Going back to home, back to Godhead.
И у конечници ми ќе постати још више уфокусирани на тоа кој е смисла нашем животу да се вратиме назад кучи Богу.
So the ultimate goal of course is to free ourselves from the cycle of reincarnation.
Konačni cilj je da se slobodimo kruga reinkarnacije.
And if we don't come back to this world, where do we go? The spiritual world.
Ako se ne vratimo u ovaj svijet, kamo idemo? U duhovni svijet.
And in the spiritual world, in the topmost planet of the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, there is Radha and Krishna.
I vrhovna planeta u duhovnom svijetu je Goloka Vrindavan, gdje su Radha i Krishna.
There we are. See?
Tamo right smo mi, vidite tamo, ovdje.
Can you see yourself?
Možete se vidjeti.
In the dark corner of the material universe, and in the spiritual world, we're full of bliss, eternal and free from all the miseries and problems of the material world.
A u duhovnom svijetu puni smo blaženstva, vječni i slobodni od svih patnji materijalnog svijeta.
And in the spiritual world, we have eternal relationships.
I u duhovnom svijetu se nalazimo u vječnim odnosima.
And activities, you can become Krishna's mother, you can be Krishna's friend, Krishna's servant, Krishna's lover, or Krishna's adorer or worshipper.
Znači u duhovnom svijetu možemo imati pet različitih odnosa kao ljubavnik, majka, prijatelj, sluga ili netko ko obožava Krišnu.
Okay, so now I think everybody's ready for the experience.
Sad mislim da su svi spremni za iskustvo.
And so a few things you got to know before the experience that are helpful.
Nekoliko stvari je dobro znati prije ovog iskustva.
I'm going to ask questions.
Postavljat ću pitanja.
And you raise your hand if you agree or you have that particular experience.
Dignite ruku ako se slažete ili ste imali neko slično iskustvo, odnosno baš to iskustvo.
Does anyone here have a fascination or an attraction with a particular point in history?
Da li netko od vas ima neku fascinaciju ili jako privučen sa određenom periodom u povijesti?
Okay. Maybe we can take one person. Amaban, did you have raise your hand on that one? Yeah. What point in history are you attracted to?
It's like
old Greece.
Atman je recimo fasciniran sa starim
Grčkom. You look Greek, doesn't he? He has like a Greek move to him.
Ima nekakav grčku crtu.
That is very interesting.
Ja,
I could have guessed that.
Skoro da sam mogao pogoditi on.
Does it, anyone here feel attracted to a location, that means a place, which you never went to in this life before?
Da li ima netko neku privlačnost prema nekoj lokaciji na kojoj nikad nisu bili u ovom životu?
Okay, I'm not going to ask it. So, did you ever meet someone for the first time who was so familiar to you that you felt you knew them before? Raise your hand if you
have. Da li ste imali nekog kog ste sreli po prvi put i da vam je toliko bilo ono prisan odnos da ste pomislili da se znate prije?
You're all pretty alert.
Svi ste vrlo,
in touch with yourselves.
Vrlo pažljivi.
Did you ever go somewhere for the first time in life that cause you to remember things that you think you knew before? Yeah.
Da li ste nekad išli na neko mjesto i onda vam je ono uzrokovalo da se sjećate neke stvari od prije?
Have you ever sensed that home is somewhere else other than where you're living now?
Da li ste ikad imali osjećaj da je kuća negdje drugdje negdje gdje živite sada?
Is there any music? Of course, Hare Krishna music. Is there any music that stirs your emotions with a longing for another place and time? That would be everybody.
Ima li neka glazba koja potiče emocije prema nekom drugom mjestu i vremenu?
Here, we'll skip this one. Do you ever feel negativity towards someone without understanding why you hate them?
Da li nekad imate neke negativnosti prema nekom i da ne razumijete zašto ih mrzite?
Okay. I'm not going to ask anybody about that. Does anyone here have a phobia, fear, like maybe fear of heights?
Ima li netko fobiju, strah, recimo strah od visine ili pada?
These are all from past lives.
To je sve iz prošlih života.
Like claustrophobia means...
Kao klaustrofobija, što znači strah od zatvorenih uskih prostora.
You're scared of being in a small place or scared of heights. All that comes from past lives.
Sve to dolazi iz prošlih života.
Okay, this is interesting. So we have physical ailments, that means diseases, health issues, sometimes the doctor is unable to find the cause of it. Does anyone ever go to the doctor and the doctor says nothing wrong with you?
Da li netko bio kod liječnika i onda liječnik kaže pa ne, sve u redu s tobom?
So these are possible explanations. There's other explanations.
Ovo su moguće objašnjenja.
Like if you have headaches, it could be an injury from a past life.
Ako imate glavobolje, može biti neka povreda iz prošlog života.
We had one lady who had migraine headaches. Everyone knows what a migraine headache is?
Imali smo jednu mataču koja je imala migrene nonstop.
So we took her back to the past life, and that life her head was cut off and she died in that way.
I vratili smo nazad u prošli život i njena glava je bila odrezana u prošlom životu.
I was just at a summer camp for Indian youth from all over the United States, and we did this program. And someone was telling me he has terrible pains in his neck.
I baš smo imali jedan program sa mladima u Indiji i onda jedna osoba rekla da ima strašnu bol u vratu.
And it turns out that he was hurting his neck in the previous life in the regression.
U regresiji smo vidjeli da je u stvari naslijedio vrat u prošlom životu.
And then I asked him, I said, let me see your neck, because there must be some mark on your neck in this life too.
I onda sam rekao, mogu li pogledati tvoj vrat, mora da ima nekakav ožiljak ili znak i na sada na vratu.
So there was a mark like a bullet hole or something right in his neck in this life.
I u ovom životu ima jednu oznaku baš poput rupe od metka ono na vratu.
So that's why sometimes people have they call them beauty marks, but they're different marks on the body that may indicate injuries from past lives.
Ljudi ponekad misle da su to znaci ljepota, ali u stvari to mogu biti znaci nekakvih ono povreda iz prošlog života.
So don't go looking all over your body for marks right now.
Nemojte sad gledati po tijelu ono gdje su oznake.
So here's some other things that can happen if you have problems with your eyes. It could mean that you witness something horrible you don't want to see in the past life.
Ako imate problema sa očima, može se dogoditi da ste doživjeli nešto užasno i da u prošlom životu i da sad ne želite to vidjeti.
Ears, one was like put down, that means he's talked negatively about in a past life, you're horrible, you're this, you're that, and people have problems with their ears because of that in past
life. Ako ljudi imaju problema s ušima, onda često se znam to dogoditi da su stvari u prošlom životu ima neko rekao ti si ovakav, ti si onakav, nisu onda htjeli to slušati.
Anyway, I'm not going to go through this whole list, but these are some possible indications.
Ali to su neke mogućnosti.
And also, do any of you have like a strong connection, a feeling, strong connection to someone that can't be explained by your present relationship?
Da li ima netko snažnu privlačenost prema nekome, a da se ne može u stvari objasniti sadašnjim odnosom?
Or to several people or a whole group?
Ili možda čak više ljudi u cijeloj grupi?
And that could be, yes, that's very good. That could be a soul group. We're not going to do the soul group experiment right now because we're running short in time, but that could be a soul group.
Moglo značiti da ono neke grupe putuju zajedno, duše putuju zajedno.
The soul groups, we have groups of people sometimes who travel together from one lifetime to another.
To bi značilo da neke grupe duša putuju zajedno iz života u život.
So how can we find out? First of all, you can go to an expert astrologer if you're lucky enough to find him.
Jedan način kako možemo to otkriti da idemo kod vrhunskog astrologa ako smo sretni da ga nađemo.
Because you have to be careful about astrologers because sometimes they tell you things and those things happen just because you've been told they're supposed to happen.
I možete biti jako oprezni sa astrologima, jer nekad vam oni kažu neke stvari i onda se te stvari stvarno dogode, ali iz razloga zato što su vam oni rekli da će se to dogoditi, pa vi onda razmišljate to.
I don't go to astrologers because I don't want to be told what's going to happen. I want to depend on Krishna. Whatever happens, it's Krishna. Govinda.
Ne želim ići kod astrologa, jer ne želim znati što će se dogoditi. Želim ovisiti o Krishna.
Now, sometimes we have people with psychic abilities who can tell you who you were in your last life.
Imate neke ljude koji imaju te neke sposobnosti da vam mogu reći nešto iz prošlog života.
Or we can find some other way, like the way we're going to do today, to access the memories of those past lives.
Ili možemo raditi nešto kao ovo što ćemo mi raditi danas, da dođemo, da imamo pristup memoriji iz prošlog života.
And today we're going to access the subconsciousness, subconscious mind.
Danas ćemo pristupiti podsvjesnom umu.
We're going to see what's really there.
I vidjet ćemo šta je stvarno unutra.
And so here's a little bit of our theory of mind we use.
Evo nešto o teoriji uma koju koristimo.
We explained this a little bit the other day. Here's our conscious aware mind, which is about 12% of the total mind.
I ovdje možemo vidjeti naš svjesni um koji predstavlja 12% ukupnog uma.
Here's our critical mind that sort of like blocks our access to the past memories and conditioning and our personality and experiences in the modern, this lifetime.
I onda imamo i kritični um koji u stvari je na neki način sprečava da dobijemo pristup ovim drugim stvarima u umu.
So the subconscious mind is 88% of our mind.
I podsvjesni um u stvari čini 88% našeg uma.
So what the process we're going to use today is a type of hypnosis, and hypnosis basically is something allowing you to access your subconscious mind.
I ono što ćemo raditi danas, da ćemo na temelju hipnoze u stvari pristupiti podsvjesnom umu.
I was very happy to hear that His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj was using a variety of this access the other day and doing visualizations with the devotees.
I jako mi je drago bilo čuti da je Sachinanda s vami radio različite stvari u ovom smjeru, radeći vizualizacije s bhaktama.
He was doing something we call sort of a progressive relaxation and then a progression, which means to the time of death. You were doing that with the devotees. So this is something that's done by many of us in different ways.
I oni rade nešto što se zove progresivna analiza i onda bi išao sve do smrti.
Generally, most people use what we call progressive relaxation. They relax you so much you're able to somehow or other dive into some of the depths of your subconscious.
Stvari progresivna relaksacija, u stvari na taj način se opustimo do te mjere da možemo zaroniti u podsvijest.
And when you're in touch with your subconscious, you're not unconscious. When we use these techniques, when Satchinanda Maharaj uses the techniques, it's not that you're unconscious and go to sleep, unless you're very tired, of course.
I kad koristimo takve tehnike, onda u stvari nismo nesvjesni. Znači, svjesni smo i svjesno pristupamo podsvijesti.
The last time we did this, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was a group that hadn't slept for 3 days, so half of the group went to sleep during it, so...
I zadnji put, prije jedno 3 tjedna kad smo to radili, bila jedna grupa koja nije 3 dana spavala i kad smo radili ovu vježbu, onda su zaspali.
But that is not hypnotism. Hypnotism means a more focused type of awareness, specifically on the words of the person who is doing the guided visualization or imagery.
I to nije hipnotizam. Hipnotizam u stvari znači da je to fokusiranje, u stvari vizualizacija koja ide kroz riječi koje izgovara druga osoba.
I suggest that you do something because some of us went up to 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm tired. Well, I think now that I'm aware of that, I can change some of the techniques to deal with that. Okay? So, where the principle is if we use words, we can stimulate feelings and stimulate the piercing of the critical mind to come in touch with the subconscious.
Ako koristimo riječi, onda možemo proći kroz taj kritični um kako bi mogli dobiti pristup u podsvijest.
I mean, I'll give you an example. Okay, I'll have to speak louder since everybody is going to be more emotional now. Since everyone's sleeping, put everyone to sleep.
Glasno je, svi spavaju.
And it's warm here.
I ovdje je toplo.
Okay. So just like if I say to you right now, let me know when your breathing gets deeper. I'll think about that. Is your breathing getting deeper?
Recite mi da li vaše disanje sada dublje. Recite mi kad je vaše disanje dublje.
It is getting deeper.
I onda disanje postane dublje.
Because I'm helping you focus. So you change my methodology presentation.
And,
keep everybody awake. So I'm helping you focus on your breathing, so just with my words.
Fokusirate na disanje svojim riječima.
And if I say to you,
ako vam kažem,
let me know when you start to feel thirsty, you feel dryness in your throat.
Recite mi kad budete osjećali žeđ, odnosno...
Who here feels dryness in their throat right now?
Tko osjeća suhoću u grlu, gotovo svi.
And you can swallow if you feel dryness in your throat. It's all right.
I možete gutati ako osjećate suhoću u grlu. I to funkcionira.
So that's called the power of suggestion.
To se zove moć sugestije.
So words can make you relax, they can make you lively, they can put you to sleep, if they're focused in the right way, all right?
Riječi ako su pravilno fokusirane mogu vas opustiti, mogu vam sugerirati nešto, mogu vas staviti u san.
So we're going to use a particular technique called progressive relaxation, and you're going to notice changes in your breathing as we're using these techniques. It's a very easy technique we're going to be using with some nice music that was written and recorded by a friend of mine named Jayadev, which he uses for his regression sessions. You don't have to turn it on right now, just put it in there.
Okay. And sad ćemo raditi progresivnu relaksaciju, koja je vrlo lagana metoda i koristit ćemo glazbu.
And so you're going to experience a dryness in your lips and mouth, which you've already experienced. See, I've told you to do it. And your eyes will have a tendency to move when your eyes close, because your eyes are going to be closed during this. They'll close gradually, not so quickly.
Znači,
so they'll close gradually.
Postupno ćete zatvoriti oči i onda ćete osjećati suhoću u ustima.
Every time you blink, they'll have a tendency more and more to close. And they'll have a tendency to move. Particularly, they'll have a tendency to look at your third eye. Everyone knows where the third eye is?
Znate li svi gdje je treće oko?
The third eye is right up here, between the eyebrows, about 2 centimeters up.
Znači, između obrva i još 2 centimetra gore.
We're going to do a little exercise first before that'll help with this regression. I want everyone to put their finger up there right between the third eye and take their eyes and just look up at that. Try to look up at the finger. You're not going to be able to see it, but just make believe you're looking up at the finger. Let the eyes look all the way to the top. Just keep, we'll keep them up there for about a half a minute. Just look at the third eye. Just concentrate on the third eye with the finger. Touching the third eye. Eyes up.
Just
eyes up as if you're trying to force your eyes to look at the top, to look at the third eye.
So we're going to look at that for about 15
more seconds. 15, 14, 13, 12, 10, 9. Keep looking at it. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, relax. Okay. This is very relaxing. That's half puts you in trance. You notice that? Okay. So the eyes, that's what's going to happen. The eyes are going to have a tendency to move. Just relax. We want you to trust whatever thoughts come into your mind. This is an experience. That's all.
Vjerujte svim mislima koje se pojave u umu, to je samo iskustvo.
That's all. It's a very nice experience. And each and every one of you will remember whatever thoughts, feelings, images come into your mind. Some of you will directly see things. Some of you will feel things. We're all different. Some of you may smell things. Some of you may hear things. It all is different for each and every person.
Sa svakog je različito ono što će iskusiti u ovom eksperimentu. Neko će više čuti stvari, neko baš vidjeti, neko će osjetiti određene emocije. Različito je.
If you're visually oriented, that means if you can see things with your eyes closed, go ahead and do that when we go into this state. And if you're not, just imagine the experience or feel the experience.
Znači, ako imate više vizualnu orijentaciju, onda ćete moći to bolje se predočiti. Ako ne, samo se zamislite kako bi to izgledalo.
And think right now about what you want to learn by this experience. Do you want to learn who that person is in this life, who they were in your last life?
I razmišljate o tome što želite naučiti sada, tko ste bili možda ili koja neka druga osoba bila u prošlom životu.
Do you want to learn why you have a backache or a headache or some problem in this life?
Želite li znati zašto imate bolove u leđima ili glavobolje ili nešto iz prošlog života?
And we want to learn what our mission is in this life.
I želimo naučiti koja je naša misija u ovom životu.
I mean, for example, my mission in this life is to become very, very compassionate. I see this very, very clearly as my mission.
I moja misija u ovom životu je da postanem jako, jako samilostan.
I had one devotee who we regressed to a previous life, and the previous life he was a dacoit.
I imao sam jednog baktu koji je radio regresiju za prošlom životu i bio je razbojnik.
He died in a very, very sad way. Everybody rejected him. He was left in the forest just to rot. So his mission is also to learn how to have feelings for other people.
I on je bio razbojnik kojeg su ostavili u šumi da umre istrune. I njegov misija u ovom životu isto da bude samilostan prema drugima.
So make a mental note, that is a note in your mind, what you want to find out with the experience, particularly the purpose of this lifetime, and note it in your mind. Okay. And now,
I sad razmišljate to, odnosno stavite si u um to što želite svojim životom napraviti.
Okay, so now we're going to have the experience. So I want everybody to make themselves very comfortable. You know, sit down.
Udobno se smjestite.
Sometimes if there's room, people can lie down, but there's no room here. So just sit down, make yourself comfortable. Just relax.
Udobno se smjestite, opustite se.
Okay, put the music on. We have this very nice music that will help you relax more and more and more.
Glasba će vam pomoći da se opustite sve više i više.
And this music is so nice. It's chanting the names of Radharani and Krishna to help us enter into the right spiritual mood.
I ovo će nam pomoći da uđemo u pravi duhovno raspoloženje.
So if you like, you can close your eyes.
Možete zatvoriti oči ako želite.
Relax completely. Close your eyes.
Potpuno se opustite, zatvorite oči.
Help you relax each and every muscle.
Pustite svaki mišić u tijelu.
We're going to start with the feet going up to the knees.
počnut ćemo od stopala ići prema koljenima.
And so I want you to address those muscles in your feet and your knee up to your knees and just have them utterly, positively relax.
I promotrajte mišiće koji su na vašim stopalima i koji idu prema koljenu i opustite se.
Now from your knees up to your waist.
Sad izdo od koljena prema bedrima.
The muscles in your thighs, just relax. Every single tension is just going out of your body, just flowing out like flowing into a river.
Opustite mišiće u bedrima kao da idu prema rijeci. Opustite.
Your consciousness is focusing on the sound of my voice, although you hear all the other sounds in this room very clearly.
Fokusirajte se na moj glas, iako jasno čujete i ostale glasove u sobi.
And now from the waist to the shoulders.
Sad od struka
prema. Relax every single muscle.
Ramenima opustite svaki pojedini mišić.
Stomach muscles relax. Chest muscles relax.
Opustite mišiće na stomaku.
Shoulders very relaxed.
Opustite ramena.
Now out to the tips of your fingers.
I sad na vrhove prstiju, ruke.
Just relax each and every muscle.
Opustite svaki mišić.
You're feeling very, very calm.
Osjećate se jako smirno.
There's no problems in the world. You're just feeling very, very calm and relaxed. Accessing your subconscious.
Nema nikakvih problema u svijetu. Osjećate se opušteno i pristupate procesi.
Through your arms up to your neck. Neck muscles being completely and utterly relaxed.
Kroz ruke do vrata i opustite vaše vratne mišiće u potpunosti.
Now to the mouth. Mouth, make sure that every muscle is completely relaxed, calm.
I sad prema ustima, pobrinite se da svaki mišić u potpunosti opušten jezik.
Nose, forehead, eyes, eyelids, very, very relaxed.
Nos, čelo, kapci, oči.
Top of the head, very, very relaxed.
Vrh glave, potpuno opušten.
So you're feeling very, very calm, very, very sure.
Osjećate se smireno, sigurno.
So we're going to count from 5 to 0 right now.
Sad ćemo brojiti od 5 do 0.
And as we're counting down, your breathing will become more and more relaxed and regular and deep.
Što kako više odbrojavamo, tako će naše disanje postati sve opuštenije, redovnije.
Your eyes will have a tendency to move up under the closed eyelids.
I vaše oči će imati tendenciju da se okrenu ispod vaših kolpaka.
Your throat may feel a little dry, you can swallow it if you like.
I vaše grlo može biti malo suho, možete progutati ako želite.
And so you will remember each and every experience, visualization, thought that you have, and trust that.
I sad ćete imati različite iskustva, vizualizacije i misli i vjerovat ćete im.
Just trust the thoughts that come into your mind.
Samo vjerujte mislima koje dolaze u vaš um.
So 5, 4, 3, and when we hit 0, you'll be deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnotic sleep and trance, more focused. You'll be perfectly 100% conscious, specifically focusing on my voice.
And kako idemo prema nule, sve više ćete biti fokusirani na moj glas.
2, 1, 0, deepest sleep,
duboki san.
Deeper, deeper and deeper. We're going to count down again from 5 to 0.
Opet ćemo brojiti 5 do 0.
Notice your breathing. Notice how it's getting deeper and deeper and more and more relaxed.
Vaše disanje postaje sve dublje i sve ste više opušteni.
4,
4,
3,
3,
2,
1, 1, 1,
0,
0.
Deeper asleep.
Duboki san.
Very calm.
Vrlo smireni.
Very relaxed.
Opušteni.
All the muscles in your body completely loose, completely relaxed.
Svi mišići na vašem tijelu potpuno opušteni.
So in this state, we're going to give you a visualization or something you can imagine.
В ovom stanju da ćemo vizualizaciju ili nešto što možete zamisliti.
Picture yourself or imagine yourself walking down the street and coming into a library.
Zamislite sebe da odete ulicu i ulazite u knjižnicu.
This library is the library of your many lifetimes within this material world.
Knjižnica je knjižnica vaših mnogih života u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
In this library are all the remembrances, all the experiences that you've ever had.
Knjižnica su sva sjećanja, sva iskustva koje ste ikad imali.
So visualize or imagine that you're walking into the door of this library.
I zamislite da hodite kroz vrata te knjižnice.
And you look and there's stairs going down on your left.
I pogledate i onda su tu stepenice koje vode dolje lijevo.
You know to access or to approach the memories from your past lives you have to go down 3 flights of stairs.
I da biste pristupili svojim mislima iz prošlosti trebate ići 3 kata s tim stepenicama prema dolje.
So each flight of stairs has 10 steps.
I svaki taj kat ima 10 stepenica.
So we're going to walk down each flight of stairs one at a time.
I ići ćemo svaki kat jedan po jedan.
And as I count down from 10 to 1, you'll go down to the next floor.
I kako brojim od 10 do 1, ići ćete prema sljedećem katu.
And with each and every count, you'll go deeper and more focused.
I sa svakim obrojavanjem bit ćete sve dublje i više fokusirani u dubokom snu.
All right, at the top of the steps, 10.
Idemo od 10. 9.
Breathing getting deeper.
Idemo sve dublje i dublje i opušteni smo.
8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2.
2.
1.
1.
0.
0.
Okay, your first floor down, 2 more floors to go down.
Sišli smo prvi kat, još jedan kat na dolje.
You're feeling very, very relaxed, very peaceful, very happy to get this opportunity.
Vrlo ste smireni, opušteni i sretni što ste dobili ovu priliku.
And you'll be able to remember each and every experience that you have.
I moći ćete se sjećati svakog iskustva koje ste imali.
So again, 10.
Opet 10.
More and more relaxed.
Now još opušteni.
8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
Deeper breathing.
Dišite dalje.
2.
2.
1.
1.
0.
0.
There's one more flight of stairs to go down.
Još jedan kat prema dolje.
Just deep breathing, very relaxed.
Duboko dišite, jako opušteno, jako smireno.
Very clear and very focused on the sound of my voice.
Vrlo fokusirano na zvuk moga glasa.
Remembering each and every experience that you
have. Sjetite se svakog iskustva koje ste imali.
And trusting whatever comes to your mind.
I vjerujte svemu što dođe u vaš um.
10.
10.
9.
9.
8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
Deeper.
Još dublje.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2.
2.
1.
1.
0.
0.
So now you're at the floor with the memories of your past lives.
Sad ste na podu sa memorijom sa svojih prošlih života.
And as you look around or imagine, you see a long hall with many, many doors.
I kako gledate okolo i zamišljate, vidite veliku dvoranu sa mnogo vrata.
Each and every door represents a past lifetime.
Svaka vrata predstavlja vaš prošli život.
The doors that are farther away represent lifetimes that are further away in time.
I vrata koja su udaljenija predstavljaju živote koje su dalje u prošlosti.
And the doors that are closer represent the lifetimes that are closer to this lifetime.
I vrata koja su bliže predstavljaju živote koje su bliže sadašnjem životu.
So, I want you to visualize or imagine that one of the doors is especially prominent, has a light on it or a sign on it, and is attracting you to walk to it.
I želim da zamislite i vizualizirate kako su jedna stvar vrata jako prominentna, imaju neko svjetlo, imaju znak na sebi i privučeni ste s tim vratima.
So take your time and walk to that door that you see that is very light or prominent or very important to you.
I uzmite si vremena i krenite prema tim vratima za koje vidite da su jako svjetla ili da su jako važna ili da imaju nekakav znak.
Walk gradually to that door, feeling very, very relaxed and peaceful.
Hodite lako prema tim vratima, osjećajući se jako opušteno i mirno.
Will help you understand more about your present life and spiritual life.
I ovo iskustvo će vam pomoći u sadašnjem životu i duhovnom životu.
So walk gradually to that door.
Hodite polako do tih vrata.
Now, when you have reached the door, I want you to put your hand out and open the door.
Sada, kada ste došli do vrata, posegnite rukom i otvorite vrata.
Walk into that room.
Uđite u sobu.
That room is the room of the previous life that has the experiences that you want to find out about.
I ta vrata i ta soba imaju iskustva prošlih života koje ne želite znati.
So go into that room completely.
Uđite potpuno u sobu.
And close the door behind you.
I zatvorite vrata za sobom.
So now that you're in this room,
sada kad ste u sobi,
I want you to try to look at your feet.
Pogledajte u svoje stopala.
Look and see what your feet look like.
Pogledajte kako izgledaju vaše stopala.
You remember this experience very, very clearly.
Sjećate se tog iskustva jako, jako jasno.
Do your feet have shoes on them? Do they have socks on them? Or are they bare feet?
Imate li cipele ili ste u čarapama ili ste bose noge?
What color is the skin?
Koja je boja kože?
Whatever thought comes into your mind, that's what you should accept.
Koja god misl se pojavi u vašem umu, to trebate prihvatiti.
Just trust each and every thought that comes into your mind as you're imagining, feeling, visualizing your space in that room.
Samo vjerujte svakoj misli koja se pojavljuje dok vizualizirate i zamišljate.
What color is skin?
Koja je boja kože?
What is on your feet?
Što je na stopalima.
So gradually,
postupno,
go up your body and notice what sort of clothes
you wear. Na tijelu i vidite koju odjeću nosite.
Are you a man?
Jeste li muškarac?
Or a woman?
Žena?
Or a child? Or a boy?
Nijete, dječe.
Whatever comes into your mind, that is what you're supposed to experience.
Što god dođe u vaš um, to je ono što trebate iskušati.
Now try to understand whether you are outside or inside.
Pokušajte sada shvatiti da li ste vani ili unutra.
I want you to look around that place where you are. You could be outside in the forest or outside in the ocean or inside a room or inside a house.
Pogledajte da li ste vani u šumu ili uz more ili ste unutra u sobi.
Whatever comes to your mind, that is the right impression.
Što god dođe u vaš um, to je prava impresija.
Just trust it.
Samo je vjerujte.
Because that is what Krishna wants you to experience and remember at this point.
Jer to je ono što Krishna želi da imate iskustvo i da se sjećate u ovom trenutku.
So look around your surroundings. Just notice where you are.
Pogledajte svoju okolinu i primijetite gdje ste.
Look around and notice if there is anyone else near you.
Pogledajte oko sebe, ima li još nekoga pored vas?
Understand how old you are in this particular experience. Because this is very important. This particular age, this particular situation is very important for your understanding
things.
Notice other people around you, if there are or if there are not other people. Do you recognize any of them? If the thought comes to you that you do recognize, then that person is the same person.
Ako dolazi misao kako bi prepoznali, onda je ta misao točna.
You recognize people by their eyes.
Prepoznat ćete ljude po njihovim očima.
The soul is the window for the eyes. The eyes are the window for the soul.
Znači, oči su prozor duše.
Just keep looking around.
Razgledajte okolo.
And try to understand, what was your life's mission in that particular life?
I pokušajte shvatiti koja je bila vaša životna misija u tom određenom životu.
What is your occupation in that life?
Što radite u tom životu?
What type of person were you in that life?
Kako ste bili osoba u tom životu?
I want you to move ahead in that lifetime. Whatever age you are, you're going to gradually get older and older and older until you reach the point of death in that present body.
I idite u tom životu prema starosti kako bi dosegli trenutak smrti.
Just imagine or visualize, feel.
Zamislite, vizualizirate, osjetite.
And trust.
Vjerujte.
The impression of how you left that present body.
Impresiji kako ste napustili to tijelo.
And as you're experiencing, remembering,
i kak, dok to kušate i sjećate se,
I want you to try to float above that body.
I želim da pokušate prolebiti iznad tog tijela.
About 10 meters above that body, and you're looking down at that body.
Negdje 20-30 metara iznad tog tijela i gledate na to tijelo.
How old was that body when you left it?
Koliko je bilo staro to tijelo kad ste ga napustili?
How did you leave that body?
Kako ste napustili tijelo?
You're feeling very much relieved, understanding that you were not that body, that that lifetime was only temporary.
Osjećate veliko olakšanje da vi niste to tijelo i da je taj život bio samo privremen.
That you are the soul, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge.
I da ste vi duša vječna, puna blaženstva i znanja.
So I want you to go higher and higher and higher as the soul.
Želim da idete više i više i više kao duša.
So you're 30, 40, 50 meters higher,
so
going higher and higher. Idete
sve više do 30, 40, 50 metara, više i više.
And leaving that body and that lifetime behind.
Napuštate to tijelo i taj život iza sebe.
Higher and higher and higher. Finally, you can see.
Sve više i više. Konačno možete vidjeti.
The earth looking just like a blue marble.
Vidite zemlju koja izgleda poput plavog, plavog kirice, klikera.
And you see the earth spinning.
I vidite zemlju kako se okreće.
Understanding what you had to learn in that life.
Shvaćajući što ste trebali naučiti u tom životu.
Watching from outer space.
Promatrate iz visine svemira.
And now you're understanding what you have to learn in this present lifetime here on the earth in this life.
Sada shvaćate što trebate naučiti u ovom sadašnjem životu.
Whatever thought, vision, remembrance comes into your mind about your present mission, that is the right thing.
Koja god misao i vizija se pojavila u vašoj sadašnjoj misiji, to je prava stvar.
Just trust that that's what you're meant to understand, what you're meant to hear.
Samo vjerujte, to je ono što trebate shvatiti i ono što trebate učiniti.
You're feeling very relieved understanding the purpose of life.
understanding others' experiences from one lifetime to another bring you to the highest spiritual goal.
Я просто пошел, схвачиваючи, как бы ваши свечения из одного живота у других, вот у вас по высшим духовным целью.
So now you're there in space, and then gradually you're coming back down, 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 but you're coming, instead of into that room in that lifetime that you left, you're going back to the hall that had the different doors that represented different lifetimes at the bottom of the library.
Сейчас се врачаме назад, врачаме се во живот, нека се врачаме во дворану, кој има различите врата, кои се представуваат различите животи.
And then you're looking down that hall of doors.
И онда гледате кроз тај, ту дворану со вратима.
And you find one door that represents your present life on this earth planet.
И откривате едно врата кој представуваат ovaj sadašnji život na ovoj planeti Zemlje.
And I want you to walk to that door.
I želim da hodate do tih vrata.
And you walk gradually, gradually, gradually.
I postupno hodate, door. Hodate do tih vrata.
Eventually you reach that door and you see the doorknob and you open up that door.
Došli ste do vrata i otvarate ih.
You enter into that door in your present life with a full understanding of what you're supposed to do in this life. You see all your friends and all your relatives and you understand how you're supposed to help them in their spiritual path.
Схвачате како да им помогнете на духовно путу.
And you recognize some of them from those previous lifetimes or that previous lifetime.
И сечете се некои од них из прошлог духовног живота, духовног живота.
And you feel very, very relieved knowing that you have a purpose to life.
И опуштени сте, или знаете да имате смисел живота.
Life is more than just living for the sake of living, but life has its purpose of transcending this material realm.
Живот има вишу смисел од само живење, него има смисел да трансцендираме овој живот.
So in a very happy mood, understanding your purpose, you leave that hallway with all the doors, you leave that room which you're in right now, and go back to the stairs coming up.
И разумејувајќи све тие ствари, напуштате се ту собу, та врата, сва која се присутна и пењате се степеницама.
And remember there's three flights of stairs.
Сетите се на три ката степеница.
This time you're going to be almost running up the stairs.
Овој пут е готово како да трчите степеница.
You're so happy understanding that you're the eternal soul.
Тако сте сретни, схваќајќи да сте вечна душа.
So happy understanding that you have a purpose in this life.
Тако сретни што схватили смисел во својот живот.
So happy understanding that all the miseries in this life are just very, very temporary and they have a purpose to teach you something in your gradual progress towards the ultimate goal.
И схваќате да све потешкоќи во овој живот у ствари имаат смисел да вам помогнат да напредувате во овој живот.
So very, very happy, very, very relieved. We're going to start walking up those stairs again.
Буде сретни, опуштени, почнемо ходати степеницама.
So 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Feeling more and more happy, more and more relieved. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15. And again, the next flight.
И следующий карты.
Deep breathing, feeling relieved, very, very happy, spiritually focused. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the final flight of stairs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Very happy, very much alive.
Живот.
and you're smiling, feeling very relieved, knowing that Krishna loves you and Krishna has been guiding you from one lifetime to another, learning the various lessons, and knowing that you will be with Krishna in the spiritual world very soon. Enjoying eternally, eternally youthful, full of blessed knowledge. So as you get to that top floor, you leave the library. It's a very, very sunny day, and I'm going to count up to five.
Книжницу я безумчан дам, вручу до п'яти.
And when I hit five,
кружим до п'яти.
You're going to be wide awake. So it's zero. You're still relaxed.
No, you're
But at five, completely wide awake, you're going to feel life returning to your body, deep breathing, happiness. You'll remember each and every experience you had. So, one, two, wider and wider awake, three, four, five, wide awake, eyes open, everybody wide awake.
Отворите очі.
Eyes open, happy.
Отворите очі.
Relax. Determined.
Полночні.
Give it a second.
Само пасмурно.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes awake.
Yeah. Eyes
open.
Очі.
Everybody eyes open.
Сьогодні отворені очі.
One, two, three, four, five. Everybody wide awake.
Всі субудні.
Eyes open.
Отворені очі.
Give everybody a second. Good. Stabilize.
Можна се стабілізувати.
And so, I can see that some people had very intense experiences.
Видимо, що деякі люди мали інтенсивне іскусство, могли себе візуалізувати.
So what I want to do now,
we
want to go through a few experiences that some of you had.
Sure.
You turn off the music. To share with the rest of us. So does anyone want to share something? Raise your hand. Yes. Yeah.
І коли я вийшов у собу на сьогодні Прабхупада, Джаганнатха Баладева на Субхадру. В цьому житті бачив свого духовного учителя, і він проповідав зі штапом.
So what is your mission for this life?
Яка твоя місія за цей життя? Да проповідам. И да развим одвоеност.
The mood of separation from Krishna. Vipralamba.
Разположение одвоеност от Кришна.
That was very nice, yes.
Яко лепо.
What'd you give
me? When I was going to the doors...
Прошел съм кроз врата.
Кирта. When I was going to the doors, there were two doors. The first, which is nearby me.
Найближче до брата мені.
The light was a little lower.
Блаша світлост.
The door after that was a little, this was brighter. And I went to that door.
Яче освітлено. Ушов крізь них.
Fine. The, how do you say?
Квак.
Okay. It was the fine shape.
Квака била ліпо.
Значить, квака била на фіно облікована, наако као нешто.
In English. Oh, okay. This donut was nicely shaped.
Naako kao ni engleski filmovi, ono.
Like in English films.
So, and I, when I opened it,
when I
opened my feet,
kada sam otvorio i pogledao stopala, bile su 50 godina stara, tamna.
With lots of hairs.
Sa puno dlaka.
And I have a gamsha.
I onda sam čuo pušku.
Imao sam gamšu. Ne,
then he had gamshon.
imao sam gamšu i tu je bio krevet isto drveni neki.
There was a bed, wooden bed.
Nobody was near me.
Nitko nije bio blizu mene.
Books,
mnogo knjiga.
And I was amazed when I was going after the, kada sam išao iznad
when I went up on over the earth, up,
vidio sam neke kucke kako se izdužavaju nešto.
I saw some squares, they're becoming not more squares, like they're becoming wide, something stretching.
Malo
gnu,
prema dole idu i uču, kada usisavaju nešto. Ne,
like they're pulling something inside. Something, like they are pulling something inside.
U sadašnjem životu sam vidio prekrasnu prirodu.
And in this life I see nice nature.
I kao onako magli, onaj Krishna Radharani.
Like in fog, Krishna and Radharani.
No, beautiful. Sve lijepo tako, nešto.
Everything beautiful.
And,
kako si umro?
Automobilska nesreća.
In car crash. In car crash. Bojiš li se voziti auto sad u ovom životu?
Ne? Ja, imao sam neku automobilsku nesreću.
He had a car accident actually.
Few. One.
One in this life.
One in this life. Kad sam bio mlađi onda.
When he was younger. Okay. Netko ko se sjeća misije u životu. Kad smo došli u knjižnicu, bila to velika kuća, nešto drveno je bilo, a ta dvorana je bila jako duga i uska, nerovna. Vrata su bila udaljena sa nekim svjetlom. I vrata su bila ukrašena ono sa drvenim nekakvim stvarima. Sve je bilo u drvetu. Stopala su bila jako stara. Jako, jako stara. Bio je to muškarac. Vrlo star i pogrbljen. Soba je bila prazna, on je tražio nekoga. Bilo je malo čudno, tražio sam nekoga, ali nikoga nije bilo. I kao jedan prijatelj je tako došao, samo sam pogledao kroz vrata i malo mi rekao neću nije više tu biti otišao. Značilo je, ni ja više ne želim ostati ovdje, idem ja. I Hari, koji je moj sadašnji sin, također je pogledao i otišao. Zaključila sam da sam morala biti sama tamo. I shvatila sam da ću umreti u toj sobi. Ja. Samo sam sjela tako kao što bakti sjeli i umrla.
What was your mission in that life?
Koja tvoja misija bila u tom životu? Pokušala sam otkriti.
Yeah.
sve što sam uspjela.
That's exactly what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said when we fly the airplane, we learn to fly, the spiritual master helps us, but at the end of life, what? Does anyone know? Solo.
Yeah. Ono, zaključeno je nekako da bi misija mogla biti, da misija to da će ostati sama nekako i da smo uvijek sami.
So we have to be strong enough to fly the plane by ourselves. We have to grow up in spiritual life. Yeah,
trebamo biti snažni da možemo sami voziti avion kad odrastamo u duhovnom životu. Kada smo ponovo došli u tu dvoranu,
yeah,
i kad se rekao da idemo do drugih vrata, do ovog života,
yeah,
tu su bila prva vrata na početku dvorane i bilo nekako ono, ružičasto svjetlo. I sve nešto bilo jako bogato, boje, čak i povode. I onda sam prošla kroz to mjesto i onda se opet pojavila ta drvena kuća. I Guru Maharaj je kuhao ručak.
It's very busy. It's everybody's impressions, yeah.
Kao klimno je glavom. Sjeo sa strane i častio Gršada. Ja sam stajala i već si rekao da trebamo izaći. Nisam ništa govorila, nego sam se počela penjati stepenicama. I onda je Guru Maharaj izašao i mahnuo je. To je ono što sam ja vidjela.
So any other interesting experiences?
Yes.
I know you all had interesting experiences, but just take a few of them because we'll be here all day.
Znam da svi imate zanimljiva iskustva, ali samo ćemo neke odabrati, inače bi moglo potrajati.
I da
sam bio nekoj velikoj šumi. Neka velika dvorana. Prvo sam bio crnac. Bio sam negdje 70 godina star. Bili su neki ljudi okolo. I u nekoj rupi je bilo nekako svjetlo. I tu je bila neka predivna djevojka koja je hodala. Samo me gledala. Bio sam zaljubljen u nju. Bila je predivna. Jako lijepe oči i kose. Bio sam u Doti. Bio sam monah. Kada sam išao gore i uboli su me. Ležao sam na drvetu nekom. Ali to drvo je bilo oštro i ležao sam na leđima i to oštro drvo je prošlo kroz moj trbuh. I neki ljudi su bili na rubu i samo su me gledali. Ništa nisu napravili. Kao da su bili sretni s tim. Kao da su bili sretni što nisam s tom djevojkom. I kao da nisu vidjeli ono o čemu sam govorio, moje propovjedanje. Имам некакво осеќе да сме оно ставаме на туја рупу и да сме таму убили.
That sounds like the ancient Bengal way of killing people in the Chungas, the upraised swords. Remember that?
Тој е као еден древен начин како убио луѓе у Бенгалу. Што си научио? Научил сам како да требам наставити са мисијом, али не требам бити опрезан коме говорим.
And I think be careful of what you're attracted to, too.
И чиме си привучен također.
Because it got you in trouble.
Че си у проблеми.
Just one more and then I think we're going to have to end. But one thing I wanted to mention is that during the next few hours or even few days,
неколико сати или дана,
Many of you will be processing what you experience now.
Многу од вас ќе процесирате оно што сте сад искусили.
Because the experience doesn't stop with this particular course or this particular workshop.
Ја искусите. Се не заустане со овој радионицом кој сад имам.
Because we've entered into the subconscious, then right now you're going to be processing what's there. So think about it. You have something to learn from your experiences. So we'll just take one more of the ladies this time.
Нешто треба да научите их тоа искуство. Okay. Едно. Малте че.
Can I speak
in French? Yeah, please.
Так смо дошли у книжницу.
When we came to the library.
Истог трена зграбила огромну велику книгу стару.
I took
big
old book and there was a nice feeling.
Али била е у распаду сва, али
мене
било битно да има.
Almost falling off, but I was so happy that I have it.
Била сам испуњена, задоволна, сретна.
And I was
трчала сам ко лептирич сва нека.
I was fulfilled and happy and I ran around like a butterfly.
И долазим до тих врата кои ме воде и прошли живот.
Then I come to the door which leads to past life.
Тешка, масивна.
Those were big doors, heavy, you know, doors were.
Резбарена, предивна квака.
They were curved, nice also.
Гламур старински.
Like something old.
Цело време ме прати неки осеќај среќа, онако лакоче, задоволство.
Whole time there's some feeling of happiness and easiness and.
И улазим, отварам врата.
I opened the door.
Затварам.
Closed them.
Кога сам погледала во стопала, исто време се била.
So the feet they were at the same time without anything.
Али опет и неке оне танке јапанките како се тоа вели.
But like a little thin something on.
И било су женска стопала, онако нека средњи
дуб. Women feet, middle age.
Та украса све зевецкало нешто, неке плахте по мене.
Jewelry and some also clothes like sheets around me, something like that.
Али ако сам тешко дефинирала боју коже, едноставно нисам.
But I could not define the color of my skin.
И у еден тренуток се страшно појави осеќај да се морам кланјат, бацат.
And at one moment I just have a feeling that I need to bow down on the floor.
Чак се створила бол у мојот леѓа.
And even I felt a pain in the back because of that I have to bow down.
Неописиво, само ме гурало доле, чак се ми тело савинуло,
тело и. It was pushing me down and my body was also leaning towards the floor.
И онде та неко задоволство с којим сам дошла нестало.
And then this happiness that I came with disappeared somehow.
И кога се морала визуализирати луѓе око себе.
When I had to visualize the people around me.
Увек е била ту нека особа, мушкарац.
There was a man.
Он, и,
only he.
Има неки турбан на глави,
брада. He had a turban on.
Мршава,
he had a beard. He was skinny, tall.
Јас сум се сеќала страшно мало кај неа, мислам тоа хтела некој.
I felt a little small behind him and I didn't want this.
Кога морам научити да се осеќам мало кај те особа.
Like I have to learn to feel small behind this person, near this person.
И кога сам умирала,
јако
сам патила, била сам.
I suffered a lot.
Ружна, стара.
I was old, ugly.
Све скромно на мене, онако смешурано заедно, тело скучено заедно.
I was everything was really like I didn't have much on me, no opulence at all.
Jako sam bila, patila sam, bilo mi je
žao. And I suffered a lot. And I felt sorry about something.
A taj muškarac, tad ga nisam vidjela u tom trenutku smrti, ali sam ga osjećala, tako je bilo velik, moćan, morala sam.
And I somehow, I didn't see this man any longer, but somehow I felt that he was somewhere very powerful.
I kad sam morala napustiti taj prošli život, opet se pojavila ta sreća, ne, tako sam jurila po stepenicama, sretna, zadovoljna.
I had to leave this life, I was again happy, and I ran to the stairs happily like this.
I shvatila sam da jednostavno
I understood that I
naučit biti ponizna.
Need to be humble.
One other question, did anyone have a non-human birth in their last life?
Da li netko imao rođenje koje nije ljudsko?
What was that? Just say briefly. The dog in his last life.
Ne,
and how did you come in contact with Krishna consciousness?
Kako se došao to? Sestriši Krishna.
I was trying to get
sympathy
of the devotees who were passing
in a
small place.
Wow.
I pokušao sam dobiti simpatije bhakta koje su prolazili tu negdje.
Reminds me of the story Prabhupada told of the rat, you know, the rat who kept the ghee lamp lit.
Sjeća se priče koji, ono, štakora koji je, ono, zapalili su mu se brkovi, pa je on bio na oltaru i na taj način je ponudio.
Krishna considered him as good as the pujari.
I onda ga Krishna smatrao dobrim poput pujarija. I odšao je nazad kući Bogu.
So if you can get the dust of the feet of a pure devotee, even if you're a dog, you've achieved all perfection in life. That's very good.
Ako dobijete prašinu lotusa iz stopala čistog bakta, onda čak i ako ste pas, možete dobiti svoje savršenstvo u životu.
Okay, we're going to have to end now, but I encourage the devotees, you all, to talk to each other about it, you know, about your experiences, because it's important that you reveal your minds to each other, talk about your experiences, process all these things with the understanding that there's a goal to all these experiences. Each and every experience has a meaning.
I jako je važno sad da razgovarate dalje sa drugim baktama o tome, da procesirate malo od toga. Svako od ovih iskustava ima određeno značenje i važno je da prolazimo kroz njih.
In the gradual progress of going back to home, back to Godhead, which can and will take many, many lifetimes.
U postupnom napretku kojim se vraćamo nazad kući Bogu, koje može, a možda i hoće, uzeti mnoge živote.
Okay. All right. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.